Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, November 12, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. Cloud adoption data in the financial industry, content moderation lessons from porn, and Google with their hand in the healthcare cookie jar. This is the business of tech. Netrix has released data about how the financial industry is struggling with cloud data security. Among the findings, just more than a quarter, 27%, of IT teams in the financial sector moved data to the cloud for no specific reason, and none received financial support from management for those cloud initiatives. 1 in 3 organizations that did not receive additional cloud security budget in 2019 experienced a data breach. More than half, 56%, of financial organizations that had at least one security incident in the cloud last year couldn't determine who was at fault. Almost a third, 31%, of financial organizations would consider moving data back on-premises due to concerns about security, reliability, and performance, and high costs. And to top it off, the study found that respondents considered insiders the biggest risk to cloud data security at a whopping 58%, hackers just 22%, lower than business users at 31%. Why do we care? This screams consulting and management opportunity. The biggest concern being insiders? That's a process and people management problem waiting to be addressed by technology providers and partners to the financial services industry. Security-focused providers can help with incident response. Any provider can help with the reasons, and all should learn from the lack of management involvement found in this report. Technology providers can help find ways to work within the current budget constraints and find solutions to these problems. an article from 10 on Medium worth a read. The article's titled, Why X Hamster is So Much Better at Content Moderation Than Facebook. X Hamster is a porn clip sharing site and is among many adult sites that have taken a very different approach to content moderation. Rather than something immediately appearing on the site, AI reviews the content for violations and can additionally refer it to a team for review. Content can take hours to appear on the site, or even longer. This level of control is to ensure it complies with regulations from the government, billing agents, and banks, which can include punishments from being barred from payment processing all the way to prison terms. The result? The site is very good at preventing illegal content from appearing online. Why do we care? This is a different perspective on the case around technology and how content is managed. Big tech argues that oversight will make it incapable of innovation, but the adult entertainment industry not only embraces having regulation, they then innovate within that scope. This industry is cautious and well thought out about safety and privacy. Consider child abuse content. On porn sites, the company would likely be out of business if it showed up online. On Facebook, the content is just bad PR, and it's notable that this has, in fact, happened. This is a good case for the argument why well-thought-out and ethical approaches to technology can be beneficial. Just because it seems hard doesn't mean it is, and here is an entire industry that has managed content far better than any of the others. Porn has a long history of driving technology innovation. Here's another example. Google has revealed their Project Nightingale, which focused on healthcare data collection, after the Wall Street Journal discovered it. The New York Times has corroborated the story. The company gathered in secret millions of patient records across 21 states on behalf of a healthcare provider. The project was designed to provide services back to the healthcare provider, and the company stated it did not announce it because work is in the early stages. The project was to allow health providers within St. Louis system Ascension to pull up individual patient pages and records. This is not Google's first time being accused of inappropriate access, with a lawsuit around a 2017 project being brought against the company. It's also not their first move in healthcare, hiring a healthcare executive to oversee its initiatives, absorbing an AI lab focused on healthcare, and recently acquiring Fitbit. Why do we care? They say the cover-up is worse than the crime. If this had been an announced project, there might be a lot less public reaction. Additionally, the trust squandered by the tech companies means each new incident adds more fuel to the public fire. There are two main reasons to care here. First, it's important to track the public perception of what's happening in big tech and the ever-growing pushback, as this will set the context and stage for how society and customers view technology, as well as any additional and seemingly inevitable regulation to come. Secondly, in any technology business, there's an opportunity to differentiate now based on proper data management and focus on using the data responsibly and transparently. Companies that can show customers how they use and manage data not only securely but ethically can stand out. The previous story shows us it's possible. This story shows us the benefits of this approach. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Did you catch last week's episode? Three topics in 30 minutes, including learning about blockchain, how you can get value from a peer or mastermind group, and the U.S. military delivers via drone to a submarine and the implications on the market. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can catch me this Friday on a webinar with SaaS Max, and catch me December 2nd and 3rd in London for Channel Evolution Europe. Links in the show notes and a code for registration in London. If you like what you hear, share with a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis, but Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.